We hooked back up with the Underground King Bun B for a new interview in 2008. How you doing, Bun?
I'm keeping my head up, man. I'm trying to stay positive, stay motivated, you know?
Okay, I'd like to start the interview by, you know, by saying rest in peace to Pimp C. You know, it was a real shock to us when we got the news. You know, he'll be very missed.
Absolutely. Big shock to me as well, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure this has been a rough last month for you. How did you get into the new year, and do you have any special resolutions for the new year?
Well, you know, we get by the grace of God in moments like this, you know? You know, nobody is big enough to handle grief by themselves, you know what I'm saying? Everybody needs a helping hand. I've been real fortunate to have a lot of fans and you know, reaching out, offering their respects and their condolences. A lot of family and friends to be in my corner, you know what I'm saying, when I'm weak and, you know, just a real strong support system. And then, of course, you know, my faith in God, you know, more than anything, has really helped me get through this, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how a lot of cats is as far as being in touch with this, you know, being in touch with their spirituality or whatever, but it's definitely not some shit you want to be trying to do after that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, yeah, in the last interview, you know, you also mentioned, you know, that, you know, getting right with God is a big part of your life. And, you know, how does that tie into this whole situation? How do you feel that that helps you? Because I know a lot of people wonder, you know, how you feel in these kind of situations.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm a real nigga, you know what I'm saying? Real nigga in the sense to where, you know, I don't front for people, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no reason to front for nobody about my feelings of God, whatever. How I feel he's blessed me, you feel me? I ain't got no reason to sugarcoat that shit or act like it ain't real for niggas, because niggas don't judge me at the end of the day. God judges me, you know?
Right.
I try to keep it 100 with them, and then after that, if we can keep 100 with these niggas out here, if they can respect what I'm going through, so be it. But, literally, the only thing that really keeps you going is, like I said, if you really believe in God and, you know, you believe in heaven and knowing that he's in a better place than here, you know?
Right.
Knowing that, you know, Pimp don't have no more suffering to do, no more worrying, no more stressing, and no more pain, you know, he's good now. And I don't have to worry about my little brother no more. And that is, I can, you know, I can rest on that every now and then.
You know,
I still do miss my nigga, though.
Definitely. You know, 2007 was the most successful commercial year for UGK, and it has such a tragic end. It's like, what's the meaning? You know, why now?
You know, really, that's not for me to, you know, to question anything like that. It's like, you know, I'm just happy that, you know, he was able to see this shit grow the way it grew, you know what I'm saying, before he passed, you know?
Right.
Because, you know, like somebody brought it to my attention that, you know, Pimp C could have died 7 years ago, and then where would we all be, you know, we would just be missing our homeboy. But, you know, like, we can take pride in the fact that he got to achieve a lot of great things before he passed. He got to really see his music get to a level that he had been wanting it to get to his whole life. You know what I'm saying? He finally was starting to get the honor and respect from people that we felt wasn't feeling us and giving us our proper credit. Not that we stopped and waited on niggas to do shit, but, you know, everything was really just finally starting to come together in a major way. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad that he got to experience the number one album on the Billboard charts. You know, just we did a lot of big things before he passed. You know, I wish he would have been alive to see the Grammy nomination, but I know he knows of it. You know what I'm saying? I know he's proud of himself and of me for it. So, you know, we just do what we can to represent for the kid.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you about the Grammy nomination. How do you feel about that?
That's good, man. You know what I'm saying? That's something that Pimp has been fighting for and working towards, his whole life and his whole career. You know what I'm saying? It was an honor that he wanted bestowed on not just himself, but this group, because of all the work that he put into it, and the fact that he, you know, he wanted this group to be respected musically, not just lyrically and, you know, as individuals, but as of a musical contribution, you know what I'm saying? He was a producer, and not too many people ever really gave him the credit for his musical capabilities, and, you know, all of that was starting to come together. Everybody was starting to give him his card for everything, you know? And, you know, like I said, I'm really proud of him, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things that he really wanted to make happen and he fought for, he was able to make them all happen this year, you know?
Right. And, you know, I'm sure you were flooded with calls and messages when it happened, you know, which made me hold off for a while before hitting you up. How was the reaction from the fans and the media to you?
It was incredible. You know what I'm saying? For one, the scope of how many people, you know what I'm saying, were touched. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not just here in the city, the state, or this region, or even this country. You know what I'm saying? Like, worldwide, you know, from Canada to Australia. You know what I'm saying? People were sending their regards, their condolences, and emails, and texts, and they're calling in all these different respective radio stations all over the world, and podcasts, and Sirius Satellite. Everybody's really going out their way to give it up. And it really, it makes you proud to have been his friend, you know?
Right. You know, as one of those who laid the foundation for Southern rap, you know, Pimp C's highly respected. However, he made a lot of controversial statements in the last month of his life. Are there any misconceptions about Pimp that you'd like to clear up, or would you just say that he was an honest person that didn't hold his tongue?
No, I just said that Pimp was Pimp. If I had to say anything, I would just say Pimp was Pimp. I'm not here to make any excuses for Pimp's life, because, as we all know, Pimp wouldn't make it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Pimp stood by what he believed. You know what I'm saying? And when he was wrong, he was man enough to admit he was wrong. So he spoke on what he used to say in those respective interviews. And then when he stepped back and looked at the things he said, realized he may have been a little wrong, he did come back and be like, you know, well, maybe I can see how this was taken out of context. And I was pretty much wrong in general for this statement here, whatever. But, you know, it's just all about his passion. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just undeniable. The kid just really, you know, just really wants things to be better. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, passion sometimes can be misunderstood, you know, but at the end of the day, we don't make any excuses for Pimp C or his statements, because he never would have made any for himself. You know what I'm saying? What he said, at the times he said anything, whether it was to an interview or in person or on a record or to your face or whatever, on the phone or on a text, that's how he felt, you know?
Right.
He was willing to ride with that, you know? And, you know, sometimes whether he was right or whether he was wrong, because of how we were down, I rolled with him. That was my boy. That's just how you do. If you don't feel he's right, you don't address it publicly. Me and him will talk about it later. But, you know, I kind of just got to ride with him, you know, a lot of the things that he went through in his life, I was right there with him, you know?
I feel you. And you just dropped your new single, That's Gangsta, you know, produced by J.R. Rodham and featuring Sean Kingston. What made you come back to the game so fast?
Well, this was already, it's not that I went and recorded this, you know what I'm saying? All this shit was done, That Gangsta was done probably a month and a half before Pimp passed, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, because you know, you said R.I.P. Pimp C at the beginning of the song, so probably.
I just added that, like, at the last minute.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, again, I could see where you could get that from, you know, people thinking that maybe I just went in and did that. Now, That Gangsta is a record that has been recorded since probably late October, you know what I'm saying? And we were getting ready to go to press with it in December. We were going to be releasing the single in December before the holidays. We were trying to get it out to radio before everything shut down for the holidays. And with Pimp passing on the 4th, we kind of just pumped our brakes on anything. So, and to be honest, this is like, we're really 2 months behind on this project as far as just people thinking I'm just up and jumping back to it. I'm really kind of behind on it. And I wasn't sure exactly when to drop it, but at the end of the day, it's up to me to keep the legacy going. I can't, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
The majority of this shit is built on the music, and I gotta keep the music going, you know? Like, we're gonna definitely put together a UGK record. There's still some music, you know what I'm saying? And put together a UGK record this year, and like I said, we just take it one day at a time, but I'm definitely not bouncing back quick on anything. I just went in the studio and recorded some vocals for the first time since Pimp passed this Saturday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
That includes the intro. You know what I'm saying? And the outro.
Right.
Like I just went in and did that shit this week, you know?
Right.
Like, well, because it was kind of like, well, we got to do something. You know, we have to send something out eventually. Like, what do we want to do? Because it's still just an e-blast. There's no physical product. That shit that ain't even went off the press yet, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, well, if we're going to send something out, I got to say something about my dude. I can't just send the single out like it was. I got to say something about my dude at some point. You know what I'm saying? On the intro or the outro or something. I said, because, you know, I still have to go and record, you know, a song. You know, I still have some things I need to say about my homie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I haven't been able to do that shit yet. You feel me?
I feel you. And, you know, I thought that by you putting out that record, it showed that ain't nothing changed. You know, you're still pushing the UGK line harder than ever. And is that the message?
And that was the thing, like, not to cut you off, but when Pimp was alive, there was no need to say that. It was understood. You know what I'm saying? But with him passing, I was like, you know what? I got to go back and speak on this. Like, I got to say something. Like, this won't be the song. You know what I'm saying? In terms of just dealing with everything involved with the issue. But just so niggas don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? And I feel it's important for me to bounce back and get back out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be rough. But, you know, if I wait a year, 2 years, you know what I'm saying? It's still going to be rough. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we got to get back to it. I've been giving myself, you know, time to grieve and time to deal with it. And, you know, it's still not going to be easy. But we got to do what we got to do. At the end of the day, I got to keep the legacy moving. And not to mention, this is my job. This is what I do for a living. I got to continue to feed my family, you know?
I feel you.
I just, you know, I would love to sit back and feel sorry for myself right now. You know what I'm saying? I can't do this shit. I'm a man. I got to get up and do something. You know, fully should. You know, just, I wanted to get up and do things, you know, a couple of weeks after. But it's just like, you know what? Not done. Like, don't kid yourself. Give yourself some time. Like, this ain't no easy shit to get over. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel you. Yeah, I think that a lot of people, you know, thought you might be coming out with some more mellow conscience after, you know, the passing. But I think that, you know, the message was clear with the song. Like, you know, it's still UGK. You know, ain't nothing changed. So I thought that was a strong message.
I mean, they're definitely going to get what, you know, that song in itself. But
yeah,
have to understand that that shit's not easy to write. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only reason that Gangsta's out there is because Gangsta's already recorded.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying this wouldn't be a song that she would go in and record right now?
What, Gangsta?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what song I would go in and record right now if I would have had to start this album from this point. You okay. Feel me?
Yeah.
Because my whole train of thought is a little bit different right now.
Right.
But, like, the message behind the music that I'm making is definitely the message I want to get across to niggas. Like, if you listen to Gangsta, it's not about talking how gangsta I am. It's really trying to show niggas how gangsta they not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how did that song get together? How, you know, what made you get with JR for that and get Sean Kingston on the hook?
We've been with my man Zach over at Beluga Heights, man, you know what I'm saying, which is his JR company. You know, Zach and I got a mutual friend with Jay Grant, and I was on the West, and, you know, Zach had an artist he was working with, wanted me to do some stuff, and I was like, cool, I'll fuck with him. He was like, you know, JR's producing right now. He's open, you know what I'm saying? If it's something you might want to fuck with, I was like, hell yeah, you know, JR Rowland is, you know, he's doing big things.
Yeah, he's on fire.
You know what I'm saying? That shit, pop, R&B, you know, whatever you want to do it on. He's doing it on in a major way. I'm like, of course I want to be connected with a cat like that, you know? Let's make it happen. So they let me hear some music. You know, that song was pretty much what it was. It was pretty much like you heard it, you know, with the track and hook and everything. I'm like, you know what, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? Actually, the frame of mind that I was in going in to record this mine is totally different from the frame of mind that I'm in now. But I still think the message is the same. And Pitt wouldn't want me to do no somber shit right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pitt wouldn't want me to sit back feeling sorry for myself and all sad and shit. And Pitt would want you to mash for your, like, is that your homeboy? Because I look at it as a way Pitt used to mash for his homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Especially when they pass, like, you know, you got to get up and do it, because, you know, my whole thing is, at the end of the day, who's gonna represent for UGK and who's gonna represent for Pimp C harder than me? And I just don't know, you know. I don't see anybody else. I feel like it's me. So I kind of, end of the day, I got to do what I got to do.
I mean, you pushed it while he was, you know, incarcerated, so, you know, you still keeping it pushing.
Well, you know, look back now, we realize that shit was just all a test.
Right.
To see if a nigga was built for what was to come, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy then, you know what I'm saying? It definitely ain't gonna be easy now. We already know that we do it, because to a certain extent, we've already done it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's still different. It's different because of the fact that we're not repping for him to eventually come back to the team. We're repping for him, period, you know what I'm saying? So, just trying to be smart and realistic about everything right now.
Did they find out any further details, you know, on the reason of his death? What was the final verdict?
As of today, I haven't heard anything back yet. I haven't heard any real autopsy results on it yet, so I'm not sure. I'm still waiting to hear.
Okay. And there were rumors, you know, that Snoop Dogg and Jay-Z, amongst others, didn't attend the funeral because they wanted more security or something. What was up with that?
I never heard of that. I don't even know where that came from.
I think I read that on All Hip Hop or something like that. It said that, you know, they wanted to have specific, you know, special security and that.
Like I say, I never did that in the case of them not coming.
Okay.
I talked to Jay-Z. You know, Jay-Z, you know, he got out of the country when it happened. So if he came back in, he reached out to his condolences. He didn't have anything to do, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's a busy man. You know, if he could have made it, I'm sure he would have made it. But if not, you know, I don't hold that type of shit against people. I'm not petty like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I see no reason why Snoop would have security concerns. I see the reason why Jay-Z would have security concerns, but even more so with a Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Like, Snoop lives in Los Angeles. Like, Snoop is a crip living in Los Angeles where Bloods would want to fuck with him. Like, if he can live in L.A. every day, there's no reason for him to not come to Port Arthur, Texas. It's not even that kind of a party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Treaty against what? You know what I'm saying? So I don't know where that came from, and I truly don't believe that that's not why people came. I don't believe that at all. Because you can look at the pictures and say, it was more police at that fucking thing than anything.
I feel you.
Yeah, yeah. The feds taking pictures at that shit. So.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I read a lot of people saying that the way Bishop Don Magic Juan came to the funeral was disrespectful because, you know, he came all dressed up and shit. What do you think of that?
Okay.
And you know, you said that, you know, you're in a different mind state now than you were before. So would you say that the passing of Pimp is going to change the Two Trill album?
No, because at the end of the day, everything on the Two Trill album is everything that I was needing to say. Like, the only difference in it now is probably going to be the fact that I have to do a dedication song for my homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But as far as the mind state and the mentality, it stays the same. Like, I was focused. Don't get it twisted. I was already focused for Pimp Dot musically, as far as where I wanted to go with the message. And it's pretty much more just with Pimp passing, it's just more important that I get this message across. You know what I'm saying?
So what message is that?
Kind of more reflective of what it, you know, and his new album was more reflective of what the UGK album was. Like, you know what, we got to clean the hood up. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't mean the language or whatever. We just got to get the fuck niggas out the hood, first off, foremost. We got to get the fuck niggas out the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And put leadership back in where it's supposed to go, in the hood. And then we can start making some shit happen.
So how far into the record are you right now? Is it done?
Yeah, I mean, this record, like I said, I haven't done anything else to this record.
Okay, but I'm saying it was done before, or?
Yeah, we probably, like I said, all we had left to do was a song for the women. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that was pretty much it. We had, like, to do just a song, because I ain't got nothing for the women. So that's kind of what I was waiting. Me and Pep had done one, like, an underground song, and I was going to have him try to, you know, lead the way for the song for the women, shaking and shit. You know, like, I need a club record for ladies, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily something, a pop crossover record, but this is the South. Women like to dance. I don't know about no other region. Women like to dance down here. And I got a bunch of fans, women that's UGK fans, but we give them music to dance to, you know?
Yeah. Which producers did you get with on this one?
We got, of course, J.R. Rotem, then like Jazzy Faye, Corey Moe producing shit on his album. Mr. Lee produced on his album. Big Time produced on this album. Blackout Movement produced on this album. I can't even really think of everybody. Right?
Does Pimp have beats on it?
No, it's the thing. Pimp was going to produce the girl song.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, what about guest appearances?
I never know this shit. When people ask this shit. If you remember, we went to do the same shit for when you were asking about the UGK album. I couldn't remember everybody on that shit.
Yeah.
Of course, Sean Kingston. I got A-Ball on it. David Banner, Rick Ross. Zero is on there. He's doing a hook for one of the songs. Jenny Reed is doing a hook on a song. Comedian is doing a hook on a song, as well as a verse. I got a song with Wayne, Lil Wayne on it, and no, it's not just a feature. Everybody's just getting a verse or a hook. Like, we made a song, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, it's kind of crazy. and I really, honestly, I can't think of everybody right now. As soon as I hang up with you, I'm going to know it all.
You can send the rest through the email or something.
You know what it is, my nigga? Like, I don't be listening to my shit.
For real?
I don't be be having that shit on my mind like that. Like, I don't listen to me. I don't ride around listening to me.
That's crazy. I see a lot of people saying the exact opposite. Like, that's the only thing I listen to.
I don't listen to me at all. Like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just me. Everybody do them. I don't get no kick out of this. Every now and then when I go off, you know what I'm saying? I be like, yo, that's kind of hard right there. I ain't gonna lie. I give myself credit. But I'm not just riding around with a CD, all the new features and shit like that. I don't get nothing off of that. The fuck kind of, what am I learning listening to myself all the time?
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't be doing that shit. Like, I don't be taking music out the studio. Like, I go in, I do that shit, and I leave that shit. And then niggas would call me and be like, man, that motherfucker was so jamming. I'm like, huh? Yeah, yo, I slid through. Your man played me that joint. Well, that shit was hard. And I'd be like, hold up. Then I have to call the studio. I'd be like, Corey, see what that motherfucker I did with so-and-so. Like, send me that shit. Like, is this shit? He's like, man, that shit hard. Like, send me that shit, man. We listen to that shit. I'd be like, yeah, I guess so. That shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, nah, man, I don't even really listen to rap all the time.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I hope you listen to that UGK record though, because that shit was so banging, man.
I listen to the UGK album more than probably I ever listened to anything else of myself before, because it was good for me to hear UGK. Like, you know, it's different than listening to myself rap, but to hear me and Pim go back and forth, every now and then I'm a little removed from it, and I know that shit might sound weird. But every now and then, I can kind of like sit back and go, wow, that shit is tight. Like, Heaven is a song like that.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
How long will it last is a song you listen to. It'd be like, I mean, we both were like, wow, we made this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nah, he did his thing, man. Pim put his heart, his soul, and his ass into this record. Like, for real. Like, even with the idea of doing it as a double album, I was totally against that shit. I was like, nah, these people been waiting longer than enough. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They deserve more than just a record. They deserve all the good music we can give them right now, because ain't nobody giving them that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We got 2 hours worth of shit. We need to give it to them, because they need to hear some real shit right now, you know?
Yeah, and it worked. So what would you say are the similarities and differences between Trill and 2 Trill?